What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Tomorrow's Monsters is a production of iHeartRadio, Flynn Picture Company, Cycopia Pictures, and Upper Room Productions.
Watching someone drown is horrifying. In the first stage, the victim holds their breath until the urge to breathe becomes overwhelming. Depending on the amount of activity occurring, thrashing in the water, the heart rate, this stage can last anywhere from a couple of seconds to a couple of minutes. Inevitably, the urge to breathe becomes unbearable and the victim's free will evaporates. And so, it breathes in the water. The thing it believes will allow it to survive will, in fact, kill it. And this part only stops when the brain stops.
You were dreaming about the incident
from
your childhood?
No, this was different. This was someone else. It was a woman. Her head was forced under the water. Someone was drowning her. And I just stood there, watching. It kept repeating, playing over and over and over again.
Doesn't surprise me. You missed two doses, Max. And when you finally crashed, your brain had a lot of housekeeping to do all on its own. You can't be missing doses like that.
Okay, sure, Cass, I get that, but you're a psychiatrist. A dream like that, what do you think it, I don't know, represents?
Dreams are how our brains process emotion. Nightmares represent repressed fears, like powerlessness or loss of control.
Just didn't feel like a representation. It was vivid, lucid. It felt real.
I'll bet. That kind of activity in your subconscious indicates it's processing at an accelerated rate. It's your brain activated at a high level, racing to catch up. It's a symptom of withdrawal, Max. Your dreams are going to be a little frightening if you go cold turkey.
How do I make them stop?
Well, eyes forward. Deep breath. Are you back now? Ha ha ha.
done.
Good boy.
From Arlington, depending on how much this storm slows me down. After Max's speech at CES, the value of NextCorp's initial coin offering skyrocketed. Over 5 million people tried to pre-order Shy, and NextCorp's website crashed. Now, the offers were pouring in. One VC offered $400 billion, and Max turned it down. Because in the days leading up to CES, Max Fuller had been up to something. Something big. And now Shai was about to fall into someone else's hands. You see, Max had been offered an ungodly sum by someone to acquire his startup and release his products to the masses, whether they were safe or not. It would have to have been someone gigantic. Someone with the resources, the funding, to roll out Shai on a massive scale, without having to worry about regulations at all. By the time I made it back to San Francisco, Max was already gutting all the departments at NextCorp, laying off over 75% of all NextCorp employees. Only the critical staff remained. Afterwards, Max called a private meeting in Cassandra's office. That's when I crashed.
Holy shit.
Jack.
I'd been lying there, passed out for exactly 3 minutes.
Jack?
My hidden mic was recording the entire time.
We need to call an ambulance.
Casket Eddie in here. Hey, Jack.
Jack, wake up.
Should we call an ambulance?
I doubt that's necessary.
Well, is he breathing?
Finn, if he wasn't breathing, I'd call a damn ambulance, wouldn't I?
Well, how's his pulse? Is he feverish?
He's fine, Finn. It's probably just withdrawal.
What is wrong with the two of you?
Finn, come now.
No! No! I held my tongue after the trials, Max, when you started testing on yourself. Because it was your goddamn body, Max, and you knew the risk.
He knows the risk.
Save it, Cassandra! We were all on the straight and narrow before you inserted yourself into this.
Oh.
What do you have to gain, Cass, that I don't
gain?
Know about? Yeah, what do you have to gain?
Oh, I have a lot to
You've
gain.
Set fire
and
to
so
your Hippocratic
you.
Oath,
lose,
and you're
and
happily
so you.
Setting time bombs inside of every brain that challenges you. Well, guess what? You're not getting into mine. You can both go straight to hell and expect to hear from my lawyers if I decide that I'm forgiving enough not to go straight to the goddamn HEA with this.
Ben!
Let him go.
He can tear everything down.
No, he can't.
If anyone gets a hold of our records.
Cass, listen to me. Listen to me. Shut up.
Okay.
Hi. Yeah, it's Mr. Fuller. I need security to immediately intercept Mr. Connolly and remove him from the building.
Mr. Connolly?
That's right.
Yes, sir. We'll be right there.
Thank you. That's Eddie. Are you calm yet?
I am. Eddie.
You need me?
It's Jack.
Holy shit. What happened?
Withdrawal.
From Shut-Eye?
Oh, spare us the theatrics. Eddie, I already got a whole earful from Finn. Just check to make sure he didn't split his goddamn skull, okay?
Yeah, his pupils look normal. Where'd he hit?
Back of the head.
No blood. He'll probably have a crick in his neck from the way you had him lying.
Can you do anything?
For what? His headache?
No, his cholesterol. Can you wake him up?
Jack! Jack! Jack!
Fine, Eddie. That'll be fine. We're good.
Are we gonna talk about my department?
Sure. They're fired. Except you, if you want to stay.
Jesus.
Them's the breaks, kiddo.
Are you going to dose him?
Yes, I'm going ahead to the meeting.
All right.
You can deal with the rest.
Yes. Yep.
Max, this
Thank
is...
Thank you so much, Eddie.
You're welcome.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Jack, hey.
His pulse is a little high. How you feeling, Jack?
That'll be all, Eddie. Thank you.
Cassandra?
Yes?
You can all go to hell.
Thank you, Eddie.
How long was I out?
Long enough to miss the fireworks.
Fireworks?
Oh, and there was a call for you. I told them you were out, but you may want to check your voicemail. They very badly wanted to talk to you.
What fireworks? What happened?
Well, you tell me, Jack. How much shut-eye have you been taking and how often?
Just what you gave me.
Well, shit.
So a side effect is that it makes the problem that it's trying to fix worse.
It regulates hormones on your behalf. If you don't recharge the nanites at regular intervals, they go offline, and so your body loses that delicate balance. And you crash.
You may want to put that on the label.
Your opinion has been noted.
What was Eddie so pissed about?
Well, you were out cold. We fired his entire department.
Wait, what?
I can understand why he's upset, but when Max makes a decision...
We fired everyone.
Yeah, in his department. Don't worry, Jack. You still have a job. Max's orders.
Where is Max?
He had to run. There's quite a bit going on.
And Finn? Well, he was okay with this?
Of course not. He quit.
He quit?
It was all quite dramatic. He stormed out of the building. You should have been here. Well, here and awake. Now, if you'll excuse me, Jack, Max has created quite a bit of paperwork. I think you'll find you've got your share of work cut out for you, too. Oh! I have something for you.
I'm more shy.
Enough for you to ramp down over the coming days. As you can see, you don't want to go cold turkey on this.
Okay. How?
I guess half the dose every time the headaches come back.
You guess?
When and if you need more. See me.
When I finally did check my voicemail, I got the answer as to why Abby Reynolds didn't meet me in the alleyway.
This is Detective Charles of the San Francisco PD Homicide Unit. We're investigating the drowning death of Dr. Abby Reynolds.
Oh my God.
We understand that you may be the last person to have seen her alive. If you could call me...
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to find Finn. If he was out, that meant he was vulnerable. Maybe even in a position to come clean. I was still working out my game, my strategy of how to get a confession out of him, when I caught up with him.
I thought I might find you here.
What the hell do you want?
I'm sorry, Finn, man. I need to tell you something.
Beat it, Jack. I'm on level 13 and I can't chit-chat right now.
You have to trust me, Finn.
I'm sorry. What? Why would I trust you, Jack? Of all people.
Well, because I've always...
No. Enough. Look, I want to trust you, Jack. Because despite all of your bullshit and your lies, you're actually a pretty cool...
Finn, I need to explain this.
Damn it! Vegas, you helped me. Not just the speech, which would have been really good thanks to you, but... You reminded me of a part of myself I'd forgotten. You reminded me who I really am. Which is a geek. Obsessed with antique arcade games, and sci-fi, and psychedelics, and the mechanics of the human brain. An endearing uber nerd. Instead of what I become. Which is a mad scientist whose body hacking startup is about to evolve millions of humans into machines. Which brings me back to the reason I can't trust you, Jack. Even if you really are a cool dude deep down inside, I can't trust you because right now, you have a swarm of tiny robots in your brain.
Finn.
No, listen, no shit. An alien fleet of space invaders inside your skull, converging in clusters across millions of synapses and bombing the shit out of them. And they're all programmed to light up your endocrine system on command, from your hypothalamus all the way down to your testicles, my friend. It's taking control of your body's communication hub, but instead of using nerves to transmit information, it uses your blood. It's a hormone delivery system. Dopamine, oxytocin, testosterone, adrenaline, serotonin, cortisol, and so on and so on. It's controlling your brain. You understand that, don't you? And guess who owns the aliens? Jack.
Next Corp.
Bingo. When you took Shut-Eye, Jack, you handed Cassandra Berkeley a joystick to your brain.
Oh, wait, I thought Shut-Eye was just a sleep regulator.
Shut-Eye isn't about keeping you awake, it's about keeping you connected. Shut-Eye can be used to make you happy or sad, it can give you a raging hard-on, or it can make you want to jump off of a building. Jack, Shut-Eye is mind control. And somehow, with all of our hard work, you and me just helped Max Fuller convince over 1 million people to order it.
That's when I saw it. Through the back window. The gray van. We have to leave.
What? Leave?
We have to leave this place right now.
I'm not going anywhere with you, Jack, all right?
How long has it been following
what?
You?
What? Who? Who's following
Whoever's in the gray van behind you in the back alley.
What gray van?
Jesus Christ, man.
Those space invaders must really be doing a job on you, Jack, because you're getting paranoid.
Listen to me, man. The van has been following me. And whoever's in it is dangerous.
Bullshit. You are losing it, man.
No, I met Abby Reynolds. I met Abby.
Okay.
Max wanted me to give her a payout, but I never could. When I came back to our table from the register, Abby was gone. Disappeared.
And the guys in the gray van got her.
Yes, yes. And a few hours ago, I got back from Vegas only to see my apartment building on fire. My home in flames. And you know what else I saw there?
The gray van?
Yes, Finn. They almost got me. Just like they got Tamara Jessup and April Nye and Michael Corbin.
How the hell do you know about our test subjects?
Remember them, Finn? They were the first humans to test your shit out on themselves, man. But they are dead now because someone got to them.
Nope. There is no direct correlation between the trials and the suicide.
All right. So I suppose you're going to say that Abby Reynolds' death was a coincidence, too?
What?
Yeah, man. Yesterday.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Mr. Cross, this is Detective Charles of the San Francisco PD Homicide Unit. We're investigating the drowning death of Dr. Abby Reynolds. We understand that you may be the last person to have seen her alive. If you could,
My God.
Now, are you ready to drop your bullshit denial routine? Because I hope you are. You can't dodge this anymore. And you can't rationalize your way through it. You can't convince yourself everything's going to be fine. You made this thing. This is your atom bomb. You know, the truth is, I'm the only person you can trust anymore. Because I know, Finn. I know everything. I know about the rats and the cover-ups and the human trials gone bad. And like you, I know that Shy, your brainchild, is dangerous. And if NextCorp, your company, lets it get into the wrong hands, a lot more people are gonna die. But we don't have much time because whoever's in that fucking gray van isn't here for some Street Fighter 2 championship. Now get up!
Okay. Meet me in my place, the rooftop garden. I'll tell you everything.
I stepped off the elevator and saw Finn sitting at the far end of the rooftop garden on the ledge. I approached him cautiously. You okay?
Don't worry, I'm not gonna jump. I just wanted to feel it. That feeling. That pull. It's a strange phenomenon. Even though I'm a mentally stable person, I still have the thought, what if I just did it? What if I just jumped? The French call it the appel du vide, the call of the void. Stare into the abyss, it stares back.
Finn, I have some questions. And I need straight answers.
Okay.
The trials. How did you select the participants? Surely you knew several of the individuals in the sample group were higher risk. Why didn't you screen for PTSD, genetic disposition, for schizophrenia?
No, we didn't screen out high probability candidates, Jack. We enlisted them. We used them.
What?
We needed a clear vantage point for the causality of adverse effects, the potential for increases in neurotoxicity across that particular demographic.
Wait, what is this? A cult? When did Cass brainwash you? You would agree to continue working on this? When the dangers...
Because I had to! I was the only voice of reason. I was the last best hope for making Shut-Eye safe. And I have.
What?
I've done it.
Done what, exactly?
Made it safe, Jack.
a kill switch. I've been working on it in secret. I knew we needed a governor in the system.
And?
And I finally found it. It was in the delivery system. I solved the problem with Walter Fuller's nanites. I just reprogrammed them with a simple regulator. A kill switch.
How so?
Well, if the nanites detect a sudden surge of cortisol levels in the brain, they just shut off.
And it's worked?
I think so. We need to go to the lab to see.
The lab?
I started a new trial. New rats. 13 days ago.
So you know it works?
Well, I suppose if the rats haven't eaten each other yet, Jack, then it works.
And if they haven't?
Then all we need to do is get the kill switch into Max's brain, and maybe we can get him back.
Wow. You knew. All this time.
What?
You knew that Max was changing.
It wasn't clear at first. I mean, mood swings, yeah, but Max has always had those. And then one day, we were talking and he just looked at me differently, like there was someone else in the house, you know? I was already developing the kill switch, but that made me work a lot faster.
So where's he gonna be?
Well, that part's easy. He'll be in Arlington, Virginia in 3 days.
Why?
He's signing everything over to the new owners of NexCorp. The new owners of Shuteye. I can put up a legal fight, but that's only gonna stall him.
Nah, that won't be necessary if we can get Max back.
We'll fly out tomorrow.
Alright, you have the antidote? Is here with you?
No, that is the hard part. It's in my lab, in my desk. I need to get back there. Before they confiscate everything.
Well, they can do that?
Technically, it's company property. I should go now, while there's still a chance.
Okay, then go. Check your rats, get the antidote, and call me.
Well, where are you going?
I know someone who can help. I'll meet you back here.
Jack. Watch your back.
You too.
Jenna, call Agent Beatty.
Dialing Agent Beatty.
Come on, pick up.
You've reached Special Agent Beatty with the Human Enhancement Administration. Don't forget to leave your number, folks.
It's Jack. Jack Locke, I got your message. We need to meet in person. There is a lot you need to know. I'm heading your way now.
Fallen, he was lying atop a crushed delivery van. His body was shattered, twisted, bleeding from everywhere. His limbs and neck were bent at impossible angles. His bloody fingers reaching upward towards the night sky. The life was fading from him. And in his eyes, I could see the horrified confusion of a creature that didn't quite grasp what had happened to it. It wasn't until I stepped a few feet closer that my mind allowed the recognition of the dying man's face. It was Finn. He was just staring ahead, into the abyss. He almost looked peaceful as the terror faded and the light flickered out of his eyes. I backed away, and I turned to leave the scene when I saw him standing there. David Truesdale. The combat veteran from the homeless shelter. The guy Abby told me to interview. He just stepped out of the elevator in the lobby of Finn's building moments after Finn's body dropped. David Truesdale, one of the volunteers of the NexCorp trials, along with my brother, Michael. He was drenched in sweat. His pupils were dilated more like an animal than a man. Then his eyes locked on mine. and he started walking towards me, walking fast. So I ran. And looking back over my shoulder, I saw him getting into the driver's seat of his gray van. The gray van. Now I knew who it belonged to. Truesdale. He cranked it up, hit the gas, and peeled out after me. I ran like hell.
Tomorrow's Monsters, starring John Boyega as Jack Locke, Darren Criss as Max Fuller, Marley Shelton as Cass Berkeley, Clark Gregg as Walter Fuller, Sa Ngalja as David Truesdale, Nicholas Dukoski as Finn Connolly, Claire Bronson as Dr. Abby Reynolds, David Chen as Michael Corbin, Suhaila Elatar as Jenna, Victor Rivera as Eddie Bender, Robert Kralgo as Agent Beatty, Steve Coulter as Senator Berkeley, Rhoda Griffiths as Rainey Webb, with additional performances by Helen Abel, Jason Williams, Michael Anthony, Robin Bloodworth, and Teresa Davis. Our first assistant director is Michael Monti. Our second assistant director is Sarah Klein. Sound and music by Ben Lovett. Additional sound design and editing by Benjamin Balcom, Justin Raboski, and Mike Regan. Casting by Jessica Fox Thigpen. Our executive producers are Scott Sheldon, Shelby Thomas, Alexander Williams, and Matthew Frederick. Written by Dan Bush and Nicholas Dukoski. Created by Dan Bush and Connell Byrne. Directed by Dan Bush. Produced by Beau Flynn, Dan Bush, and John Boyega. Tomorrow's Monsters is a production of iHeartRadio, Flynn Picture Company, Psychopia Pictures, and Upper Room Productions. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.